Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi there, my name is Kim Friels, and I'm going to read you my devotion called, It's Okay to Keep It Quiet. I remember the first time I experienced the idea of fasting in real life. I was 19 years old, working for the junior high department here at Emmanuel Faith, and we were down in San Diego cleaning up some trash for one of the intern planned events. Lunchtime came, and the staff and volunteers started passing out sack lunches to all the students. I went to give a sack lunch to the intern who had planned this event, and he politely said, "No, thank you." I asked him, "Oh, did you already eat?" And he said, "No, but I'm good." Knowing what a long day we had already had, I pushed the subject since I didn't want him to get too weak. So I asked, "Why don't you want to eat lunch?" He said, "I'm fasting today." This was the first time I had heard of someone doing this as an actual practice, so I asked, "How come?" He replied, "I knew this event would be a long day, and I wanted to keep my heart focused on God. So I'm fasting to keep focused on Him. Every time I feel hunger, I pray. But right now, I'm not even hungry." "Wow," I said. "I didn't even realize." He said, "That's the idea. It's not for anyone else. It's just between God and me." He didn't know it then, but he set an example that would stick with me for decades. It's okay to keep quiet the things that you have just between you and the Lord. Today's culture makes it so easy to fall into wanting to shout out all the good that you're doing. And I generally think that there's a place for that when it's not done in a boastful way. But with fasting, that is a practice designed to be kept quiet. And that is what will make it all that much more effective. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.